to Season 2 of the Old Nerd in the Gym Fitness Podcast. We are all about supporting the health and fitness of family caregivers and everyone else who wants to live better and stronger, physically and emotionally. Our podcast is brought to you by GLD Enterprises Communications with our thanks to other sponsors and the guests who support our mission of improved health. You can learn more and send us your questions and comments on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Old Nerd Fitness. And of course, our blog at oldnerdinthegym.com. Now let's get started with this episode of the Old Nerd in the Gym Fitness Podcast with your hosts, Jerry Deere and Julie Bart. This is Jerry Deere. I'm here with Julie Barth. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jerry.
And we're coming to you live and direct. Well, not live by now, but we are direct from beautiful downtown Dayton at Drake's Downtown Gym. And we are here with Shannon Hamm. And Shannon's going to tell us all about who she is in just a minute. But before she does, hi, Julie.
Hi.
How have you been?
I'm good. How are you today?
I have not decided yet.
How much sugar have you had today?
I've had a lot of sugar. I'm starting to. Yes.
You need to go box it off in the gym over here.
Box it.
There's a boxing ring right behind us, which is pretty awesome.
There is. I'm gonna get a couple of pictures of this so they can all see. We'll put it on the website with everything.
You
so
run
they
off
see
your
that
sugar and just do laps.
Yeah, yeah. I consider just holding the phone up and doing a Facebook Live so people can see that we're not faking this. It's not a green screen or something.
Go.
They could see what we're doing. But so how's your week been? What have you been up to?
Working and sleeping and working.
Working and
sleep. There was a little TV in
the
there.
The kid was in there somewhere, so we have that to
driving
do.
Driving the child to school is part of my job.
Yes, that is
part so of my job as a parent is to make sure that I feed him and make him go to bed.
Well, that is one of those things.
And get him to school. I told him it's not my job to make him happy. It is only my job to make sure that he is fed and has shelter and has clothing. Happy is on him.
He doesn't care if doesn't care if you're happy?
No, I told him I don't have to make him happy.
Okay.
It's not my job. Bare necessities. Shelter, food, education.
All right.
Sleep.
Hey, for Shannon, I got a joke for Shannon.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have Shannon introduce herself properly in just a minute, but I'm not going to let her just sit here and listen to us go on about nothing.
Cute, right. Polite laughter.
If we only had sound effects with this show, that's the only thing. Are you ready for this?
I am ready for this.
Here's a question for you. This is a boxing question.
Okay.
Why did Mike Tyson break up with his girlfriend?
Well, I don't know. Why?
Irreconcilable differences.
Ouch.
Ooh. Wow.
That's clearly a joke that is topical 10 years ago.
Well, there's how do you make a fruit punch?
Oh, I don't know. How?
Give it boxing lessons. That's what we're doing here.
That's what
Come
we're
on.
Doing here. Oh. That's what we do here.
Are you doing boxing lessons?
I'm not going to take
a video of her teaching you boxing lessons.
You
later?
Can if you want.
That would be amazing.
I am not going to do that today. No.
Although keep it as blackmail.
She
for
and
history.
Shannon and her compatriots are trying to get me to come down and take Dawn's boxing class.
You so, should. You so, should.
And Dawn is saying I should do that too. All right, I got one more for you. You ready?
Okay.
All right, these are terrible.
They usually
are. Why
are
these
so
all
know.
My Mike Tyson? What is
all did you look up Mike Tyson boxing jokes?
What I didn't really. Oh, you have to know who Floyd Mayweather is.
I know who.
You
Floyd.
Know who that is. Okay, if you listen
to this,
I do
know who that is.
Yeah. If you don't know, Google's a beautiful thing. All right, so here we go. How bad is a Floyd Mayweather meltdown?
They're pretty bad, pretty but bad. Go ahead.
So bad.
They call him Floyd Badweather. I don't know.
Wow, that's not terrible.
Especially about the quality of the jokes.
Because you're right,
here,
this is a 20-year-old joke because it says so bad Al Gore is making a documentary about
oh,
it.
Oh no.
Meltdown,
right.
global warming.
Yeah.
That was sort of topical.
It's a good thing he invented the internet.
Well,
so
you know,
that
we could do this
today.
This is all Al Gore's. This
true.
Is all. I got blonde jokes too.
All so. Because of him.
All
Are
because of Al Gore.
Boxing inventor Hillfield jokes. That would be amazing.
Oh, right, there you go.
Okay. So moving right along. Does a match box? No, but a tin can.
Oh.
All right. I'm not going to look at those anymore. All right.
Wow.
We're done with that. Moving right along. So
please send all letters with better jokes to
please
Gary
send us better jokes.
More current,
at oldnerdinthegymfitness.com, please.
Yeah. Fortunately, there isn't an old nerd in the gym fitness email, domain email. So go ahead, send them. They're just going to bounce back. Like
old
the jokes
gym
did.
At gmail.com.
Hey, now that's not fair.
That's a real one.
I'm going to turn this over to you. So you have to ask her who she is and what she does and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
This is you. I'm looking at this thing and it says Julie's doing this part.
Oh, did you write the thing?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
And I didn't share it with you ahead of time.
Anyway.
There you go.
There's the planning that goes into our podcast.
You know it.
Anyway, Shannon, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got started, and how you ended up here at Drake's, please?
I would love to. My name is Shannon Hamm. I have been a personal trainer for the last 5 years. My journey started when I was at a weight of 250 pounds. And my doctor said, you know, it's not a question of if you get diabetes, it's when.
Okay.
So I decided pretty quickly that I needed to do something. So I did find a personal trainer at that point and worked really hard. I went to see her one day a week and worked out on my own the rest of the time. And some things happened along the way. I mean, I started for one reason,
right.
For the health of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like, I saw the results and I saw what my body was doing. And then I started getting into powerlifting and doing things like that. And then I really wanted to show other people.
Yeah.
I really wanted other people.
You caught the bug, I guess.
Yes. I really wanted other people to know that, oh my God, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing.
So female powerlifter, now female boxing coach.
Yes.
You like to go against the grain, I'm sensing.
I do a little bit. I do a little bit. Yes.
Did you have a lot of brothers growing up?
I did not.
No?
I did not.
So why boxing?
Why boxing? Well, you know, after my powerlifting career was over, I mean, it was pretty short-lived. I mean, powerlifting is a vicious sport. It's hard on your body.
Oh, yes.
And at that point, I was in my mid-40s.
Okay.
So I needed to do something that was a little bit easier on my body. I know, boxing, right?
Brilliant choice.
Brilliant
Either
choice.
Either that or mountain climbing, she chose boxing.
Boxing, so.
Right,
yes.
Right.
This one cycles 100 miles. So.
I do,
well, see,
so I don't count.
We do things like that. We don't think that they're, like, you know, horrible, but we do them anyway.
We do
but
them
they
anyway.
Are horrible.
Yeah.
I like how both of you come to this not at 25, but
no,
you know,
I was almost 50. Yeah.
48. Sure, why not?
Yes. So, yeah, the reason I came to Drake's is I had brought my son here when he was probably about 12 years old, and he took classes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I remembered. I was like, you know, I've always wanted to try that. And I came in and I took that class. I was so nervous because I had never boxed before. I had never hit anybody before or anything for that matter.
I haven't either. I've never been in a physical fight either. But I think boxing looks like so much fun.
Boxing is a lot of fun. It's great fun. But yeah, I came in, took that class, and I was hooked. I was hooked. I loved it.
That's amazing.
You know, and coming in as a power lifter and somebody that worked out all the time, I thought, oh, you know, I got this. This is going to be easy. I can pick this up really easily. No.
Super
boxing
sore the next day.
Kicked my butt, cardio-wise.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
sure.
Coming from power lifting, you don't do a whole lot of cardio.
Need 10 minutes of strength, and then you're like, I can go have
I'm
a
done.
Nap.
Right.
Boxing 20 minutes in, you're probably like huffing and puffing on the side of the...
Yeah, it was intense, and I fell in love with it, so it was great.
So how long have you been doing that then?
I have been boxing at Drake's for the last 3.5 years.
And is that the primary? We'll talk a little bit more about Drake's here in a little bit to get some more details. But is that your primary thing now? Is boxing then?
It is my primary thing. I do love it. I love training other people. I do personal training clients here, and I teach them boxing that way, one on one.
So boxing, of course, involves cardio and training.
Yes.
Not just hitting each other in the ring.
Oh, no.
So there is a lot of other cross-training type stuff that you guys do.
Absolutely.
Is there anything in particular that you would say that you do differently than other boxing trainers?
You know, in our classes...
Or personal trainers, I should say.
Yeah, in our classes, we make them accessible to anybody. Somebody who's had 10 fights could come in here and take a class, as opposed to somebody who's never boxed before ever could come in and take this class. We show them what you need. It's basic stuff, how to throw that jab, how to stand. You do bag work. You do mitt work with the instructors. Lots of cardio. We do strength training exercises. So I think that we're just a well-rounded workout. And I think boxing in general mm-hmm. is a well-rounded workout. I know some other gyms focus mainly on, you know, putting you on a bag and just throwing punches.
Right.
But we show you how to move while you're in a ring.
So you're learning balance.
Right. You have to learn balance
strength,
and focus and all of that
resistance
stuff.
Resistance training, all of that.
All of
do
it.
Do you still train kids here?
We do. We do. We have classes for ages 12 to 17.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what do you like about it? Why do you do this?
Why do I do this?
Yeah, because it's still got to be a little punishing, right, to some extent?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I come in here and kick my own butt daily.
All by yourself?
All by myself.
Okay.
You know,
just to stay
just
in shape
workout.
For it, too,
oh,
right?
Yeah, definitely,
yeah.
Because I'm also training people. But what I love about boxing and what I learned through the course of learning how to box is there's so much more to gain from just punching.
Yeah.
There's so much more to gain from just getting in a ring.
Is it psychological? Is there a lot of
definitely.
Like emotional release there and kind of like?
Yeah, there's all kinds of things. There's the emotional release. Boxing and hitting a bag mm-hmm. is really good therapy. You just get in here and you're just like, oh,
I can imagine after
car.
Like a stressful 45 minutes in traffic, you would totally be like, I really want to hit something.
Well, oh, yeah.
You feel like that working with me for a few hours. After that, you're ready.
I've known you way too long.
You need
for
to get her
to
punching bag.
I don't really get to her anymore.
Only like once a month, and then I'm like, you know, once in a while, like for half an hour every 30 days, I want to punch you in the face.
We could arrange
that. No, it's
that.
Like 5 minutes.
Oh, great.
It's 5 minutes at a time that builds up to about a half an hour.
Right,
a month.
Right.
Okay, you all heard it. They're threatening me here.
No.
We're threatening
we
you.
We would let you have headgear.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Mouthpieces.
A stress relieving cardio workout.
Stress relieving cardio. Okay.
Kick your own butt.
So that's part of it though, right?
That is part of it. I mean, you have to fight through. You get to a certain point when you're boxing and you are gassed out and you're just exhausted from the cardio and you have to push through.
That's the reason people sometimes take that up.
Oh yeah,
it's part of their, you know, emotional. I mean, people work out for that reason. I know my bike, when I'm out there, everything kind of melts away.
Oh yeah,
you know, it really does help to just be away from stuff and have that thing to focus on that's very physical and it takes a lot of effort and you're just out there and doing your thing.
Oh, definitely. And I tell that to people all the time. You know, leave it outside the door. You know, come in here and just do the work.
Right.
Just do your work. That's it. And we say to people all the time, you know, hands up. Everybody's fighting something.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. Everybody's fighting something.
That's a really good quote, actually.
Everybody's fighting something.
Yeah.
Even if it's not
even
physical.
Even if it's the thoughts in your own head.
That's
well,
true.
That's what gets to us
quite
mostly.
Quite frequently, that's what it is with me.
So as you know, Shannon, one of the reasons the Old Nerd in the Gym came to be is because of caregiver support.
Right.
So we talk about on the show, we talk about how I've taken care of my dad and my mom before that, and the number of people out there who are personal unpaid, informal, they call them informal caregivers, which seems silly, but they just mean that they're not being paid to do it.
Right. Or they're not wearing a bow tie. Could be either.
It could be no bow tie, no tuxedo. You just walk in, you know, you glove up and go do what you got to do.
It's exactly right.
And that's exactly
like boxing too.
It does sound like boxing.
Glove up and go do what you got to do.
That's right.
So in keeping with that, you know, one of the things that we talk about are ways to reduce stress. Not just our caregivers, but, you know, everybody out there. And what would you say the type of workouts that you do for this, and again, not just for the boxing, but just in general, what would you say to people who want to get started and do something like this? Where do they begin? Like, you're not going to just jump in the ring and start punching on a bag or something. You're going to do something else.
Oh, no, absolutely
right?
not. Yeah, all you have to do is walk in the door. We'll take it from there. We'll show you what you need to do. Like I said, the stance and the jab and how to throw a double. And then you just do the work and you gain from that and you get better. And so, yeah, it just takes that one step in the door.
Do you
just
get people
in.
Of all different skill levels, like health levels, you know?
Absolutely.
Fitness levels is the word I was trying to find.
All age groups, social, everything.
Yeah. It seems like it would be a real melting pot of just
it is.
Anybody from anywhere. So there's definitely a social aspect where people who would probably never run into each other probably become friends and get to know
definitely.
Each other here.
I have met some of the best people, some of my closest friends I met in this gym. And that's the other thing I love about boxing and this gym in particular is this is a very supportive gym. We all encourage everybody.
When everyone I've met here, you guys seem like you're a really big family.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Definitely a family. We look out for each other. We support each other. We encourage each other. And
I imagine sometimes when you're boxing, some stuff comes out that you're screaming at your dad or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ago. What happens at Drake's stays at Drake's.
It's a little like therapy in that way.
Well, there is a little bit of therapy to it. What did you have? You were looking at something over there. Did you want to?
I was just wondering, for you in particular, what is a typical week like for you? Are you here 5 days a week? How does that work out?
I am here 6 days a week. I usually come and take personal training clients in the morning and do one-on-one boxing sessions with them. In the evening, I usually find me at the desk or teaching classes. So we do that, and we train for charity events that we do. I do kind of all kinds of good stuff.
So is that like 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Yes, yeah, usually like that. Yeah, we're here from like 9 to 1, and then 3 to 8.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah.
8 o'clock's pretty late, though.
8 o'clock is pretty late.
So they're really early in the morning classes, though, right?
Yes, we have Tuesday, Thursday classes at 6:30 a.m.
Wow.
And people are here. I'm not, but
I'm not. He's up, but I'm not.
I'm
happy. 6:45 is early for me, and I have to get up at 6:45 for the school days. We only have 13 school days left, so I'm pretty excited.
Well,
about
he's
that.
Yeah.
Well, then you can sleep in a little bit later.
The boy is glad it's over too. He's great, but no, she's got to work.
I still have to be at work at 8 a.m., so it's like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
anyway.
No breaks for you. No summer vacation for you.
Friday morning, sometimes I get like an extra hour of rest.
So we're going to segue into another part of this. We're about a quarter of the hour in, so things are going pretty well here. I want to thank you again first before we get started for taking time out and being on the show today.
Oh, you're so welcome.
We've
this
got
is
a,
awesome.
A lot to cover still. We got a lot to go over, but we are sitting, you know, just to remind everybody, mm-hmm. we're sitting in Drake's gym. It's after hours now then, right?
It is, yes.
So we're closed now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I will be posting a couple of pictures I took of the things going on here where they were actually in the ring doing stuff.
It is super cool in here. It's like very... There's
old school.
Ambience.
It's old school. An ambiance is a good way.
Rocky 1984.
Yes.
This is not.
I feel very.
This is not a big box.
Burly. This is not LA
workout
Fitness
center.
Or yeah.
It's okay.
Like
you
that.
Can you can say it.
Sorry.
The sweat is real.
The stink is real.
There's nobody walking around at a latte bar. You know.
No.
There are no.
Well, that's it. I quit. I'm not.
No kale wheatgrass smoothies coming on.
No kale wheat.
No.
This is power back your raw egg and go at it. Right.
That is right. That is. Right.
Gym of the downtown area.
It is. And I'll post a couple of pictures. We're going to talk a little bit more about Drake's and let Shannon tell us more about it. I want to segue over into your Parkinson's boxing class.
Ah,
so,
yes.
So a 2011, and folks, you can go look this up on Michael J. Fox's website for the Parkinson's Foundation. A 2011 study in the Journal of Physical Therapy showed improvements in walking balance, performance of daily activities, and quality of life in 6 people who boxed regularly.
Yes.
So that has spawned all over the country. That's 8 years ago.
6 people?
Well, they only studied 6 people
this.
They were just following
up. It was like 6 out of 10 and I missed a number
and
somewhere in the
They did. They've done since then. They've done a lot
so
of different 100%. Trials. Well, yeah, they found, it was 6 specific people. It doesn't say. You'd have to read it. We'll post this on the website so you can see it. But a variety of other trials have happened since then.
Yes.
And boxing seems to be one of the leaders in those things that helps for Parkinson's symptoms.
Definitely.
And as we know, Parkinson's has no cure.
Right.
It has treatments, and it has, the different medications to slow it down. There's some surgical procedures that can be done in the brain to do that.
Basically but, mitigating symptoms.
Yeah, you're just trying to slow it down. So I should point out, if you're new to us, my father has Parkinson's, and we have done things. He had physical therapy to help him with fine motor control, other things like that. And as soon as he started showing improvement, the physical therapy was cut off because that's how insurance companies work.
Absolutely, yes.
So right. I took what I thought was a revolutionary thing. I took everything that he did in physical therapy and applied weight and resistance exercises to it.
Yes.
So now he sits in a recumbent exercise bike. It's like a recumbent stepper.
Yes.
And so he does that.
But it has arms too. So
yeah, it has the ski, really, you know, the ski arms and the whole thing.
Sitting Nordic tracks.
And you can't see that on the podcast. My arms are going back and forth. But love radio. I just love radio. I'm doing bicycle arms. So if your handlebars are broken, yeah, it doesn't work like that. But we also have him, we do special walking and kicking and moving exercises to keep him mobile. But tell us a little bit about, you know, this thing has come up as a bit of a fad. I'm not sure how many people went along with it at first.
Right.
But now it's showing some real results. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your class and the people that come to you.
Well, we started our class about 2.5 years ago. We met a few people that had Parkinson's and decided to bring them in and see what we could do for them. And it was amazing. I wasn't involved in the class right when it started, but I was here at the gym, and I was watching this, and I was just like, this is amazing.
So describe what you saw. I mean, Parkinson's, for if you're not aware, is a tremor-based disease. So it's a degenerative disease.
It also affects
disease.
Your balance and...
Yeah, it throws everything out of whack.
Walking and your gait and all of that.
You no longer swing your arms when you walk. You have what we call the Parkinson's shuffle.
Right.
There's lots of... And every Parkinson's patient is different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
so,
yes.
So describe what you saw in that
In one particular gentleman, his name is Pete, he's shaky. But I noticed when he was stepping up in front of John Drake, the owner, mm-hmm. who started this class, you could almost see a calmness come over him. Mm-hmm. And he did focus and he did relax. And that's one of the things we stress. And that's for our regular classes as well as this class. You have to stay focused and you have to stay relaxed. You can't be all tense and box. You have
to relax.
Well,
that's also how people get hurt more often, too, I imagine, because you're tensing your muscles.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of Parkinson's patients are very rigid.
Yes.
They tighten up in the shoulders, across mm-hmm. the back, and almost nothing brings it down except sleep.
That is true. And I often have to remind the clients, you know, okay, let's relax. But once we get going, there comes a rhythm and a calmness and a focus. And it was just amazing to me that was happening. And I told John, I was like, I went in on this class. I want to be witness to this because this is great. This is a good thing.
Like, get me in here because I really want to be part of that.
Yeah, I came and started teaching a couple of classes, and it was inspiring.
Yeah.
It was really inspiring to me.
I'm getting a little choked up just
really
talking
rewarding.
About it.
I am because... You know, out in the world, everybody...
can't tell, but she's smiling really big.
I am smiling. I love my Parkinson's guys. I love them dearly.
So is it all men at this point?
At this point, yes. We do have a couple of caregivers that are women that come in, and they take
so
the
classes. Well, that was going to be my next question, because,
see,
you know, we're
all
very...
all about what we're talking about
we
is
are,
caregivers and patients being able to work out together.
Yes.
We are all about the caregiver support side, because the patients... And the way I frame this is... The patients have their care. You know, they're being looked after, but the caregivers let their bodies go, they let their hearts go, they let their minds go. Everything just kind of falls apart because you're so focused on this one person.
Definitely.
And people compare it to raising children, but you know your children are going to grow up and eventually go out on their own. There's no happy ending to an elder care patient.
No. Inconceivably, when your kids
not
are healthy and sleeping, you don't have to worry that they're going to get hurt in the night. Like, there's a little less stress involved because
it's more
controllable environment.
It's different. And
right.
When you see something happen like what you're talking about where they show some spark after a while of not getting to do anything or they can't do some things. My father's issues are primarily with he'll fall.
Yeah.
But I've got since I've been doing this, he's fallen a lot less.
Right.
And he's not hurt when he falls. He just can't get back up. He'll like slide off a chair or he'll go to take a step and spin over or something like that. And I think these kinds of things really help.
You should tell her your story about the shower.
The
funny part.
Okay. So this is why this comes to mind because it reminds me of some of the people you're talking about where if they're in there doing these physical things, they're going to have better luck outside in the real world when they're trying to deal with everyday stuff.
Right.
Do they seem more physically active after they leave here? They're more relaxed and more...
More relaxed, a little pep in their step, smiles, mm-hmm. happy.
Do they get to beat the crap out of anybody?
No.
Like, if you could get Nurse Cratchit from their local, you know...
Well, we might, like I say, we can always arrange anything. We have,
bring pictures of their least favorite
home caregiver.
Yes.
Oh, their least favorite Backstreet Boy.
We could post the picture on a bag.
There you
let
go.
Them throw.
Really sorry, Backstreet Boys. I don't know what the hating is all about
wow,
right now,
yeah.
but that's rough.
It was just the only thing I could think of that had three or four different people
And that
people
the old people wouldn't
from.
Like. Yeah, we could use the monkeys at this point, and they wouldn't know any different.
Oh, no.
The story way. That she's talking about, my father lives about 3 minutes from me, and I'm the first call on his life call button. So if it goes off and he's fallen, they call me. The dispatcher
right.
says that first and says, do you want us to send an ambulance, whatever. So they couldn't hear him, and they couldn't see him. So I went off, and I went over there, and they could hear him yelling, so they knew he was conscious. So I went over, and I go into the bathroom. It's kind of a little jog to get to the bathroom from his back door. It's an old farmhouse, so the
right.
bathroom's very small. And sitting with his feet over the edge of the bathtub, sitting down as if you walked up to the side of it and just plopped down with the faucet next to you to your left.
Oh.
And the shower curtain is supporting him like a hammock.
Oh.
He's gone all the way in, but it slowed his fall.
Yes.
Because he started to go, and he grabbed hold of the grab bars that we put in there, and sort of let himself down into the bathtub.
Nice.
And now he's sitting there, and he can't get up. Right. He's like a turtle on its back. He can't move. And I walked in, I'm like, I couldn't help but laugh. I chuckled, I'm like, are you okay? And he laughed, he says, get me out of here.
He's not bleeding, he's not injured.
He wasn't hurt.
He just couldn't get himself out of the position.
There was one time a couple of years ago when he had a similar type of fall, but he went kind of front first. And he's in the bathtub, we fixed some of this now, so it's a little safer, but he went in sort of over the edge,
right?
And now he doesn't shower anything alone. I help him with all of his bathing and all that stuff, but he went in by himself. He had been standing next to the toilet, which is right by the bathtub, and he goes down into it, and he somehow knocked the water on slightly. So he's got this little drip of Chinese water torture while he's waiting for us to come and rescue him.
Just dribbling and dribbling.
And he goes, I get in there.
7 minutes
and I hear the ambulance is behind me because we had no idea what was going on. So
I
went ahead and let him call the ambulance. So we get in there and he goes, I'm drowning. Get me out.
His dad does know how to swim, by the way.
He can't swim. There's tiny little
bit
drop of water.
Anxiety that goes with that.
So you have to know that. But so I'm guessing that this is one of those. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Are they doing other things besides the boxing?
Yes.
Do you know that? Or what would they be doing besides that?
Well, like Pete and Steph, they're very active. They still go to basketball games and dinner and all of that stuff. And they do workouts at hospitals and stuff like that. A couple of our guys.
So are these nursing home-bound patients then? Or are they
no,
some
they are, as far as I know, they all live
home.
At home.
Or have a caregiver
yes,
or
have a
something.
Caregiver. Yes, yes.
So they are still doing physical activity. And
oh, yeah. Very physical. Yeah.
Probably some kind of physical therapy, occupational therapy.
Yes.
Very
yes.
ambulatory.
Yeah,
people.
Depending on their
very.
Stage.
Still
they
moving
would be,
around. Yeah.
Be getting some
right.
of that. Yep.
Well, I think you would kind of have to be to a point. You still have to be able to move around for this to be of benefit to you.
Definitely. Definitely.
So what do you think they get out of it?
Well, we call the class Solid Ground.
Ooh,
oh,
I
nice.
Like that.
Yeah.
Because that's something they don't have a lot of.
Yeah.
That's
it's
right.
always moving.
It's always moving. So I feel like when they are here, they have that solid ground. Mm-hmm. They have the support. And they are calm. And they're not as shaky and unstable.
Mm-hmm. And they get that emotional family feeling from
yes,
being here, too.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. This is, you know, it's a small group. My class is a small class. And, you know, anybody's welcome. Anybody could come. But the core people, they've been with me for going on 2 years now. And, I can see a difference. I can see a happiness. Mm-hmm. They want to be here. They want to come in. They are getting up and coming. And it's just great.
What time of day do they come?
They come at 3 p.m.
Okay.
Yep.
I could see them coming at 6 in the morning, some of those people.
Some of those, yes.
My dad
some
would
of
do
them.
That.
Definitely.
I do want to bring my dad down.
Absolutely.
He's going to be tough to get him, you know, to come out of his shell and do it, but she could pull it off.
Yeah.
I
bet if you let him have a picture of you stuck on the bed.
Yeah, he's sick of death of me.
There you go.
You're always the hated one that they miss when you're not there.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
also
oh,
got
yeah.
this alarm clock that tells him things, and it's Jerry's voice. So it's him, Dad, don't forget to take your medicine.
Yeah, it's my voice. You can record whatever you want and set it up to tell him things that he's not going to remember throughout the day.
Right. It's we have one of those for my mother.
Yeah,
yeah
and
it's
helps.
Really
now, he has no dementia of any kind or anything like that. So it's just reminding him because the days all run together. together when you're by yourself. Yeah. You know what that's like. If you're stuck at home and you're sick for 6 weeks, you have, you know.
You have a broken an arm or broken leg.
Yeah, you're sick.
Stuck somewhere for any amount of time.
You've got the chicken pox for a week or something, and you know how the days
kind of lapses away.
Yeah, so he gets that. He has normal old people forgetfulness, I call it.
Yes.
We're approaching our bottom of the hour time here. So what
bum,
I would...
Bum, bum,
bum. Bum, bum. Someday we'll have a budget and put some music behind all this. And I should say that the if you can hear what little music is in the background, it's playing over the speakers here at Drake's.
That's the radio
It is
station.
WTUE here in Dayton.
Yes.
So TUE, we're playing you. We feel you. So yeah, I doubt they can hear you, but
Dayton's rock station.
Dayton's rock station. That's so right. We'll have to make sure they hear this.
I don't have that cool radio voice. So.
Well, yeah, I don't either.
Like the TUE DJs, a couple of them are just super like.
I always wanted to be Johnny Fever, though.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, wait, hold it.
You don't have the facial hair.
Are you ready?
Pull that off.
I'm sorry, fellow babies. I got one more thing to say. Booger. I've channeled
you
my inner.
You don't have the facial hair or.
I don't have the.
Or
I
can, the Woodstock experience.
I can do
to
the
pull
whole
off
thing.
Johnny Fever.
I think I can pull a Johnny Fever. We'll see what's going on.
You're a little more.
All right,
you're
so
a little more Travis, I think.
Andy Travis?
Yeah.
I don't want to be a pretty boy.
You're an Andy Travis.
Well,
didn't
I am adorable.
Have the feathered hair.
I did in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh.
When it was on for real.
He
it was
had the part. He had the business in the front.
Okay,
party
this
in
is.
The back.
I never had a mullet ever. I never.
I'm sorry. It was a MacGyver feathered.
I had a feathered bowl. Yeah, I didn't.
A feathered bowl.
Yeah, MacGyver, Michael J. Fox in the 80s.
Very
that's what
nice.
I looked
yes.
like.
Yes.
I'm the same build, same
very hip.
The whole thing. Then, right. now you're just an old shrinking white guy. You know, it's so my mom had Alzheimer's, dad has Parkinson's. I'm going to be shaky and not remember why.
Well,
so
well, at least you won't know why.
So I won't know
right.
why. I won't even know
at
it.
At some point, you won't care. Either.
I won't care anymore.
That's
give me,
right.
Give me Jell-O. That's all
that's
I'm after.
Right.
So at the this time is when we want to talk about. What I consider our sponsors, which is often the person that's working with us or who our guest is and what their organization is. So tell us a little, give us a like a minute commercial about Drake's. Tell us all about Drake's.
Oh my gosh. Drake's has been in downtown Dayton for the last 23 years.
Wow.
It is owned by John Drake, trainer to the stars. Y'all might know him from Dayton.
We have to tell them where it is.
Yes. Oh yes, our gym is in the old Greyhound bus station. So we are in the luggage compartments where they would keep the luggage.
Right across the street from the Neon.
Right across from Neon.
Very convenient to the Oregon District.
Yes.
Yes, right down the street from the Oregon.
Where you can see all the drunks stumbling home.
That is
nearby.
True. We get some characters in here sometimes. But yes, Drake's is a staple in downtown Dayton.
So tell us some of your services. What all do you do here? So we mentioned before, this is not a big box commercial gym.
No, it is not.
This is a hometown grit and polish kind of a place. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we have duct tape everywhere and
love
we
the
just
duct
come
tape.
In and do work. And we teach boxing classes, our hits and mitts classes. Like I said, anybody can come down. Classes are $12 to drop in.
That's awesome.
We also do Knockout Dayton twice a year. It's a charity event. We keep all the charities super, super local. We've done Bridget's Path and Hospice and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and all that. We keep it really super local. Regular people come in, they train. We teach them how to box. They get in the ring with each other, and it is a great night, and we raise a lot of money for downtown Dayton and the charities here.
We Sounds need to do a live fun. Podcast during
we
that.
We should do
that.
That
would be awesome.
A local celebrities charity.
We're working on that. This year, this summer, we're going to do Ale Beast.
Don't point at me.
This
I'm not.
He knows some TV people. We could get
Zach some
Pitts,
people.
I'm coming for you, man.
Oh, Zach would do it.
Zach
I think
would
Zach
totally
would probably
love doing
do
that.
It. I want to see Zach and
too.
Julia in the ring. Hear that, Living Dayton?
Get
we're
Zach
coming
and his
for
you.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to do that to Zach. No, I'm not going to put Ashley in there. That would be
She'd
bad.
Win.
Zach and Julia in the ring to do that would
From
be a great thing.
Channel 2 is Living Dayton.
Channel 2 WDTN here in Dayton. Living Dayton's a daytime
Love
talk
show.
I'm on there frequently. I'm one of the business contributors and all that. So I get to throw a lot of cool stuff at them. They've had whips. I've taught Zach how to
cool.
crack the whip.
Yeah,
right?
Nice.
So,
did.
So what else do you do? You've got boxing. You've got a general, just a regular, regular old gym here.
Yeah, regular old gym. We
you
have a weight room back there. We do boxing. We do spar. We do spinning classes. We're pretty basic. People come in here, they lift weights, they can come in and hit the bags if they want.
But again, if you're looking for the, you know, the veggie gym, what would I call
it?
The crunchy
us.
Granola gym and with all the...
You'd be the more the hipster style.
Yes, that's not this.
No, we have a rack of tires behind you. Yeah.
I saw their actual tires.
They're not those tires
that you buy to work out with. These are car tires.
These are like legit, like you went to Grismer.
I need that one right there. I need a
75 or a 14.
Right?
No, wait till they're done lifting it.
You put it back on the car.
Yeah, when you put these tires away, you got tire dirt on your
Somebody
hands.
Comes in and Jeez. Says, you know, there's a white LTD in the parking lot, license missing. Number. It's missing a left front wheel. Could you bring it back?
Yeah, we have already weighed it and put it on
the rack.
Already
put it back up there.
For workouts.
In another life, Jerry actually used to do.
I did used to do tires.
Tire center,
yeah, I ran a tire center.
He can probably identify those.
I know the perfect way to throw that up there and get a hernia.
Nice. Yeah, so
what about a hemnia?
A hemnia? Is that the opposite of a hernia?
Yeah.
Well, now it doesn't matter because you can be whatever, you know.
Enough.
Never mind.
Back to our fun question.
Right. Oh, you want to do a fun question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fun question.
Oh, you have to do our other sponsors, though.
Our other sponsors are GLD Enterprises Communications, of which I am the owner and whatever. And we are a marketing communications firm based in Jamestown, Ohio, and our job is to get you seen.
Yes.
And
we tell the story.
Get the phone ringing.
We tell your business's story in a concise and targeted way.
Yes. You guys have a great story here.
We do.
It should be told better. Like, so
it's almost like a History Channel movie, like a local legend kind of thing.
Well, you know, I was just thinking it would be cool to shoot. Like, you could do an 80s or 90s kind of a retro-looking Rocky-ish type movie in here where somebody's trying to do something.
We
like
often
that.
Have people come in and want to use the ring for videos. And,
there you go. Charge them.
Definitely.
And let them use the freaking ring. I mean, that's cash flow, right?
Absolutely.
$150 an hour.
So if
$200 if you want to have listening, WTUE play in the background.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
If you're listening and you know you're sick of your husband's behavior, bring him on down here. Yeah. They'll stick you in the ring for $50 and let you pound.
No, we will.
We're not going to do that. Okay.
No, we won't do that.
No.
But we will teach you how to box, and then you can do whatever you want with it. That's right.
Husbands and wives, divorce or boxing.
Old Nerd in the Gym podcast here for your marital disputes.
Box it out.
Well, we have whip cracking for couples in February during Valentine's.
I think that we should do
those together.
Yes, like a couples night, and just have them come
whips
in.
And
that's a good whips and mitts.
Whips and
Okay, write it down. You heard it here first, folks.
Whips and mitts.
So we have
the whiteboard.
We have some fun questions for you. So in the midst of all of our important things, we also like to throw some interesting stuff at you. So what's on your night table?
Kleenex.
Okay.
She has a spring allergies like we do.
Yep.
Yes. My bedroom chapstick.
Bedroom chapstick? Do we want to know what that is? This is a PG show.
No, so. I know, but...
She has to have a chapstick in each room. That way they don't get lost. I understand this.
She does.
Okay. I'll buy that.
You wouldn't... Yeah, there's a car chapstick, a bedroom chapstick.
And a purse chapstick.
Purse, gym.
And sometimes...
Look, there's a chapstick right here on the table.
There's one laying right here.
Sometimes the purse chapstick ends up in your pocket, and then it becomes the dryer chapstick, and you got to buy new pants.
Yes.
That is bad.
And maybe a new dryer if you're not careful.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Okay, so what else? What else is on there?
Probably lots of pens in my journal. I write a lot.
You write a lot?
I do.
Okay.
Hey.
It keeps you going?
Yes.
Okay. We like writers.
We know a lot of writers.
So that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. You got one?
What is on your pizza? Do you eat pizza? Yes, I eat pizza.
Should
you not eat
often.
Pizza?
Is it gluten-free?
No, you should always eat pizza.
Okay.
There's never a time you should
this
not
is gonna
eat
go
pizza.
Different than the last one we did where don't eat the pizza.
No, I'm all about, you know, eating healthy and all that, but I'm also about that cheat day. I feel like that's beneficial.
So what's on your pizza when you have pizza?
Everything. Everything. Except pineapple and no anchovies.
No pineapple, no anchovies.
But anything else is a go.
We started a new thing.
Team pineapple or team no pineapple.
We are team no pineapple.
I thought you were team pineapple.
No, I said I could take a little bit of the juice, but I don't like warm fruit.
Why would you put it on there at all?
It's for
acidity.
You get enough of that in tomato sauce.
You don't need the...
Yeah, no.
That's enough. That citric acid is, or whatever else is in there.
Too much.
That's true. There's tomatoes.
There's plenty of that. You don't need any of that. So everything on the pizza except like the anchovy type stuff. Mm-hmm. That's
pineapples.
Okay.
No.
Kitchen sink. Pizza.
So this is one of the harder questions I discovered that we didn't do the other day. So I introduced this one.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is something I ask business contacts when we sit down for a one-to-one meeting for the first time. I don't know them, and we're, you know, we met in a business group, a networking group or something, and we sit down and we have a chat. One of the questions I ask is this.
Chocolate or vanilla?
No, that's way too easy.
Oh, okay.
Blonde, brunette, or redhead? Okay,
chocolate.
That's a whole other show.
Yes.
If did you say yes? All right, leave it alone.
Depends on the week what color my hair
okay.
is. I don't know what your
what color your hair is.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Here's your question.
Okay.
For 100 points.
Oh.
And the points mean nothing, and the answers could go anyway. If your life were a game of Jeopardy, what would be your top three categories?
I've never heard this question.
Oh, my
question.
God.
And if you would like to think about that, we'll move on to something else and come back and ask you the answers. Okay?
No, I think I can answer
okay,
that.
Okay, go. Let's go.
I think my category would have to be health and fitness.
Okay, good. Right.
Mystical universe.
Nice. I like
that. Okay.
Right?
That's a new one. All right. Move on.
And the third one.
No pineapple on pizza.
No pineapple on pizza. It's just wrong.
So what's your third one, really?
My third one, geez, I don't know.
I want to answer this question.
You want to answer the question?
Go ahead, answer
what
it.
What categories would be guys I never should have dated?
Oh, yeah, that would be my third.
That's for 1,000, Alex.
Yes. Careers I almost had.
That's for 1,200, Alex.
And, oh my gosh, I should have known that when I started doing that. That was stupid. It's a really long
Aren't
category.
Those all three the same thing?
Right? Bad kind mistakes?
Of.
Going back to the real answer, you still have one more to go. We tried to buy you some time, but you...
Jeez, how to get through life. I mean, or like something like that.
How
like
to go, this, getting through life?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Easy ways to get through life.
Okay. That's
something
good.
Like that.
That's really good.
Things they learned from fortune cookies.
Yes, or something
Things you
like
learned
that.
From fortune cookies. I always get a blank one. Like I have no future.
You do?
It's almost always blank.
That's frightening.
I couldn't
wow.
tell you.
Are you
I don't
sure
get it that
reading
often.
The
but
other side?
Well, I thought about that.
My fortune said lucky numbers 8, 7, and 25. What does that mean?
Flip it over. Now we're going to get letters from all the fortune cookie companies.
No.
There's only one fortune cookie company. I don't know if you realize this.
They do make a lot.
They're always the same.
So when you're not, I'm going to move on to another question now. So let's see. And one thing I want you to say, we're going to ask this again, but in case people miss it the second time, where can people find out about Drake's? Website?
Our website is under construction right this moment.
Okay.
Because we're getting ready for a big event.
Okay.
But definitely Facebook. Drake's Downtown Gym on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yep.
And we're going to give you links to all of these so you guys can circulate around so your members
definitely.
Can hear this. Because
what is
you've
the
been great.
Address here?
Yeah. Tell us the whole thing. Where
the
are you
The address is 111 East 5th Street.
Oh, that's easy to remember.
Dayton, Ohio. And
there
I couldn't
go.
Tell you the zip right now.
That's okay.
401 or 402.
Google Maps
something.
401, 402, something like that. And yep. we're right across from the Neon.
The Neon Movies, by the way, if you're not familiar with Dayton, if
oh,
you're
yeah,
visiting
we
us,
about that.
Everybody goes to, because we're heard everywhere, so we'll put a plug in here. If you come to Dayton, the only two things you're going to hear about are Paul Lawrence Dunbar and the Wright Brothers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So forget those guys.
Yeah.
And come to Drake's.
Definitely.
And go to the Neon Movies after yes. you come to Drake's so you
and
can
then
rest.
And you can go down the street in the Oregon District and have pizza.
Then, and make
no
up
pineapple.
For it with no pineapple.
No pineapple.
Get
Oregon Express.
Increasingly
really
blitzed
pizza.
And walk your way back up here where no one will pay the least bit of attention to you.
No.
They're not going to care.
You might get a...
Because this
know,
was the bus station.
Yeah.
It was the bus station. It really...
It still is the heart of a bus station.
It is
the
heart
inside.
Of a bus station.
It
really
is.
Does.
We really haven't changed it all that much. On really hot days, you can smell a little diesel. Diesel
nice.
Running through here.
That's what they use to wipe people down around here.
That's right.
Keeps the bugs away.
Well,
we used to
it makes you slippery. It's harder to
we
hit
We used
you.
To put kerosene. Right. We had these things. I grew up in a cattle farm. So we had this thing that was stretched between two trees, and it was a wick, and it had rope, little like a fringe of rope that hung under it.
Right.
And you filled it with kerosene.
Okay.
And when the cow walked under it, it brushed their backs with kerosene, and that kept the bugs off them.
Really?
Ah.
And it was pretty much harmless. It
Does
wasn't like an insecticide or something.
Right. Do we
Well, I
we,
used to get dragged under it by cows occasionally, so I didn't
no
have any bugs.
Mosquito bites?
No, not a one.
We maybe need to do something like
yeah,
that on our door.
That.
Do that as they come in.
Right.
It's like a delousing when
How
you go
many
to
cows
prison
come in
1905.
Go boxing. There's a bug here. I just got attacked by
a very dangerous moth. Yes.
Okay, so
there might be a bird in here. There was a bird in here yesterday.
Well, it's a pretty big building.
So, yes, you know,
this
is
a big concrete block building. Yes. You know, I've got to point something.
So I have to point something out.
Okay. I have to point something out is that if you look over, the gym mat, above the ring, I'm going to take a picture of this because nobody's going to believe this. Where you typically have lights over a boxing ring that are in some sort of square formation, they tend to be studio lights.
Right.
Like you would have in a television or a film studio.
Right.
These are old trouble lights.
Yeah.
Old silver cone, a bowl-shaped...
What one would call a shop light?
A shop light.
Yeah,
An old shop trouble light.
They're
just hanging there.
They are.
Well,
there's no special attachment.
There's a nice
frame. They're in a bracket.
They're just wrapped around it.
They are cable tied together and very secure. So it looks, I don't know what your problem is.
No, it's not. I love this. That's exactly my point. This adds to the look and the feel of this place to say somebody took the time to first go buy all of those and then strap them onto that square of steel so that it can hang up there.
That's right.
And look as gritty as the rest of it. It's amazing.
One of the best pictures. We'll turn off all the lights. We'll leave the ring lights on.
Yeah.
This place is amazing at night with those ring lights on. It is magical.
That's going to be cool.
Yes.
We got to see that.
Very cool.
So we'll do a quick video. So we'll post that on the Facebook page. Yeah.
We'll put it on both our Facebook pages.
Yeah.
The Drake's Gym page and the Old Nerd page.
Yeah, I'll get it to you and you can do what you want with it there because that's very cool. So I want to move on to another question for you, and this is actually an easy one.
Okay.
When you're not doing this, what do you do? Tell us about your day.
Aside from sleeping.
sleeping, boxing, but when I'm not doing
when
that,
you're not doing
right
the boxing
now,
and the working out.
I am taking care of my mother. I am actually a pretty new caregiver myself.
Okay.
She recently, in the beginning of March, broke her hip for the second time, the same hip.
Mm.
She was
different place, probably, right?
Different place.
Yeah.
So she was not able to have it fixed. At that point, she weighed 65 pounds. My mom is a tiny woman, tiny. It was just too risky for her to have that surgery.
Yeah.
So she did have to go to a nursing home permanently. So it's been time-consuming.
We've talked about that before, how hard it is to make that decision as to whether or not you can't.
It is.
Well, and that situation decides it for you.
Yeah.
Yes, it
does.
This
one, you didn't get an option.
We did not get an option. I mean, we could have taken her home, but it would have required 24/7 care, and who has that kind of money?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of money.
It is crazy money.
If you can't do it by yourself. And
right.
That I don't know how, when we were dealing with my mother, now, with her Alzheimer's, she was doing things like, and our regular listeners and people that read the blog, she would walk for hours, just constantly walk. And she was very tiny, too. She was, I think she was 5'3", 5'4", and she weighed maybe 70 pounds.
Yeah.
And she would just continually walk. And we thought she was not getting any better, no changes. Turns out she wasn't taking the medicine.
Mm.
My dad would he was taking care of her, and he would give her the medicine. She would put it in her mouth, drink the water, and walk away. And then she was spitting it out and hiding it.
Ugh.
So until she broke her leg, she broke her hip. And to let people know that often it's not your actual hip that breaks. It's the femur bone just below.
Just below the hip, yes.
And it shatters.
Yes.
Okay.
And it doesn't shatter from stepping. It shatters because it shatters. You're not, I should say you put some kind of weight on it. But people say they fall and broke a hip. No.
Mm-mm.
The hip breaks first.
And
the bone breaks, and that's why you fall.
That makes sense.
A lot of reasons for the break.
Like taking a leg off from under a table. It's
really
not going to stay.
That's all there is to it. So so she had that happen. And after that, now we were able to regulate her medication. She leveled off a little bit. She was like having a toddler around.
Right.
You know,
right.
But she was alert and there. And with it, she wasn't like one of the closed down Alzheimer patients. She was awake and vibrant and... But she didn't talk, and she couldn't eat, and she couldn't walk, and she couldn't do everything herself. So we had that situation where we had her in a recovery nursing home for 3 months, and the number of infections she got while she was there nearly killed her.
Yeah.
My cousin and I decided we're just going to take her home and take care of her ourselves.
Yeah.
So everybody had a job. In 3 days, we had it mobilized. We even had to do a little side sleight of hand to get around the rules of the place. So we managed to make that work. But if you're in a situation like yours, it's not a matter of choice.
Right.
The home care, that kind of care, you just couldn't have had the facility, the equipment, the manpower
No.
To do that. So you did the right thing.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely.
But that's still, you're still involved.
Definitely. I mean, every day. My sister and I are there every day taking care of her. And here's the thing that we're trying to adjust to. It's that we are, you know, we were caregiving, doing caregiving for her while she was at home. But now it's like we're still there and we're still caring for her, but it has to be in a different way. I mean, we gave her over to the nursing home in a sense that you take care of her.
Right. And the day-to-day.
Yes, the day-to-day
stuff.
But
you're still providing the emotional support.
Emotional support. And
just letting her know that
she's okay and that we are here. And
stability.
And how is her mental status? Is she fairly with it? Or does she
forgets a lot. They're not calling it dementia. They're not calling it Alzheimer's.
It's on that edge of
not sure
which way it's going to go.
She can go a week and a half and be fine and know everything. Mm-hmm. I went in the other day and she was just like, what happened to me? And I haven't been out of this room. Where am I supposed to eat? And you get taken aback by that.
Mm-hmm. Because all of a sudden they're aware.
Well, you never know what you're walking into.
You don't know what you're walking into.
When my grandfather had dementia, some days before he became nonverbal, which was very difficult because he would speak nonsense and think he was talking perfectly and find words to get frustrated. But before that, like, he would have many days where he's perfectly fine, and then an hour, for some reason, it would just slip. Like,
yep.
That's what they call sundowners.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not quite dementia yet, but it's headed that way.
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, something else that I discovered early on, too, was my mom's mental status improved quite a lot when she started becoming more hydrated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We were doing 4,000 cc's of water, and she was completely alert with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have seen in the nursing homes, and I'm sorry, there are no good ones. I don't care which one they are. I have said this many times. Somebody wants to come after me, I will prove it to you. Mm-hmm. But no matter how expensive it is, it's still the same issue.
Yep.
That person doesn't know what to do with that cup and water that you leave on the table.
That's right.
You have to make sure they drink it
and get
enough fluid to stay. Because the dementia symptoms can come from dehydration.
Yes.
And nobody talks about that
enough.
They're
definitely exacerbated.
It happens to us. Yeah.
If it's not the
cause.
It happens to us. I mean, look how you get kind of weird after if you've been out riding a bike all day and you realize, oh crap, I hadn't had enough water.
Yeah.
You're starting to get a little loopy.
Get outside at the beach all day.
We see that
here
at the gym all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
You're outside all day in the sun working in the garden or doing anything and you realize that. First of all, you get very grumpy. I do.
Yes.
I get dehydrated or hungry.
Usually get a headache. Yep.
And they say by the time you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. So
If you feel it, it's too late already.
That's true.
You help to take care of your mom and you're looking after her at the nursing home. And what do you do for you? Is that this? Mm. Is that all this here?
That is this.
That's
actually
this?
The boxing, the therapy of it. I do come in and take classes. I just don't teach. I do take other people's classes, and it is therapy for me. And I've learned a lot about myself, and boxing has really helped me to deal with the stress. You know, like I said, number one rule in boxing is that you have to stay focused.
Right.
You have to stay relaxed. The first time I sparred, I was in the ring, and a great friend, she's an instructor here, Ashley, she tagged me square in the nose.
Ugh.
And I had that Marsha Brady moment where you jump back and you're like, oh my nose, oh my God. And then a light bulb
that
went off.
Hurt like so much more than
oh
I
Oh my God. And your eyes start watering and you're just like, oh my God.
I was headbutted by a toddler. So
then you know what it's like. It is very like impactful.
Yes.
But I stepped back and I thought, I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I can take a lot more than I thought I could. So that, in a sense, has really helped me to overcome a lot.
So that's a metaphor for life in
general. Definitely. Yep.
You might get punched in the nose, but you can take more than you think you can.
That's right.
I can take it. That's it.
And people think I'm crazy. I encourage women to come in and box. Get hit.
Oh, yeah.
Get hit, because then you will know what it feels like. You won't have that surprise.
I had four brothers and two sisters, all are older than me, so.
Oh, so you got hit.
They really more like pulled my hair and locked me outside and stuff like that. But
well, that's what siblings do.
Yeah.
I was
mine tried to electrocute me. So it's,
he also electrocuted himself, though. I don't think that was intentional.
Yes, but he cured his AFib.
His brother got hit by lightning. More than once.
And it fixed his AFib the last time.
Nice.
No kidding. Even the doctors wrote it down.
It's entirely not possible.
He was supposed to go in to have an AFib treatment, and he was working on an electrical box, and not far away, a lightning strike happened that blew his watch band off of his arm.
Wow.
Because he was touching the box at the time. How it didn't kill him, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just lucky how it went.
Sheer stubbornness.
So he goes in. He's supposed to go in a few days later to have this treatment done. He goes in, and they're like, there's no AFib. There's no sign of it. Now, to be fair, he was taking the medication.
Right.
But that usually doesn't kickstart it back into rhythm.
Silly,
you have to do that first.
Question.
And then,
did he go to the hospital after he got struck by lightning?
Well, no. He did. You got a little tickle, and you go back to what
he
you're doing.
He put some duct tape on it and moved on.
It's perfectly fine. Right. Besides, it wasn't the first day for him. That was like
it
the fourth time
the
he's been hit
by lightning.
How Here he didn't go. Have AFib before he had a health problem is beyond me. But he's got the strongest heart. It's just
wow.
And somehow, and they wrote it down that's what did it. But that's how our family kind of is. That's why you know it's
as I said,
that
sheer
is amazing.
Stubbornness.
Yes. Yeah,
it have to be.
You looked like you were going to ask her a question. Do you still have it?
No,
you want to ask us a question?
When are you guys going to come in box?
Oh, I've got three of you after me to do that.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah.
When are we going to box each other?
No, you guys will not box each other.
There's no fun. Forget it then.
No.
I don't want to do it now.
We could get you. We did have pole noodles. We do use pole noodles.
Oh, we're rougher than that on each other.
We could get that going.
We did that at the trampoline park, actually. We did the little foam jousting.
We did the foam jousting.
It was fun. I fell down.
You fell
down. I fell down quite a bit. I fell down a lot. I fall down quite often over nothing.
I think you would do well here.
Uh-huh.
I think you would, too.
Can I get a picture of this?
What? I think you would do well here.
That
yeah,
be,
yeah, we
face?
Could put that
oh,
on the
yeah.
bag, sure.
I like that.
Get a picture
of
Jerry.
Oh, is that what you're going for? Well, okay, whatever works.
For motivation.
As long as it's motivation, that's what my tagline is. My hashtag is motivatable. So
That's right.
That's my job. It's not even a word.
Didn't
but
give it to himself.
I didn't. Somebody else did it. You were going to ask a question.
I was going to ask, what would you say you enjoy most about helping people here? And being at the gym in general, really.
Watching people bleed.
No, I hate that. I really hate that.
I couldn't watch that. That's my biggest problem with watching professional boxing. I appreciate the athleticism of it, but they're
bleeding.
Like actually getting hurt.
They are actually
it's
getting
the empathy
hurt. Yeah.
You mean it's not like wrestling?
Well, yeah, it's not like, I mean, I know you actually get hurt in other sports, but they're intentionally trying to hurt each other, like, a lot.
You try crashing a road bike at 12 miles an hour going down an asphalt hill on a bridge with a metal rail.
I don't know how much I paid for that bike. I don't think so.
Okay. So what do you get out of it? What do you like about it?
What I like about it is that I see people from all walks of life. I see people all different ages. They come in here, and like I said, they support one another. There's no differences here. There's no hate or opinions, or we just all come in and we just all box and we all laugh and we all accomplish something and we all do it together. And that's what I love. This is family to me.
So there's no socioeconomic or class line.
Everybody's equal
in the ring, and they all bleed the same way.
The color is still red.
That's right.
When it hits the mat.
That's right. When your nose starts bleeding, we all bleed the same.
Okay. So I'm going to leave that alone for now. There's got to be something I can do with that. But
that sounds amazing that
it is. Drake's is a special place. I mean, it really is. I love Drake's.
It seems like a place a sitcom could be done with.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be a cool sitcom? I mean, like, you could really have fun with a place like
this. Two girls, a Parkinson's patient, and a boxing
match? Right. We could write stories.
You'll laugh until you shake.
Yes.
Or maybe you shake anyway. Come on out.
We've had some very interesting...
I imagine
people
just
come
based
in.
On the location of where this is.
Oh, yeah.
When we were
we
doing
saw
the whip
some
class.
Interesting, we did a whip class in the actual, the other part of the.
The actual, the terminal.
Lobby, yeah.
In the lobby,
the terminal lobby
of the Greyhound, where there are still glass
doors.
Where
I had
doors.
Been to pick people up before. Right. It felt very strange.
It was weird for me, too, because I'd been in it, too. And I'm like, this is the bus station. So the phone banks are still there. But anyway, we did a whip class in there, and there are a lot of glass doors. And
whipstudio.com.
We were quite entertaining. and entertained by the people who were
staring in at, a bunch,
in at us. Yes, at,
and it was Easter
four women
weekend,
and me all cracking whips at each other.
Weren't they doing an Easter egg hunt or some kind of trick?
Yeah, there was
hunt?
A that downtown was
the
Easter
week before
egg.
Easter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So people, many more people were downtown than normally would be in the middle of the day on a Friday night.
That is true.
At least wandering by the Greyhound.
So if you want to see pictures of that, go to Facebook and look up the Whip Artistry Studio. There are photos out there of us doing that. But I didn't take any of the people looking in on us from outside. That was
yes,
I think
have.
One guy was using the bathroom, bizarre. So I didn't really want to interrupt him.
No, yeah, don't.
It might have been more than one guy. I just didn't
they
point
don't
it
call
out to
it
you.
They don't call it the Gem City for nothing.
That's right.
I don't know where you're going with that.
I wasn't
going
to go
now.
Anywhere with that. I still have to work here. So what would be your suggestion for people who want to get started? I think we started to talk about that a minute ago, but I don't know what is the best thing for somebody just to do it, just to come down?
Just
and,
to come down and try it.
Do they need to be a particular, I guess this was the question I was going to ask earlier. Do they need to be a particular health level? Like what is a person who couldn't do it or shouldn't do it?
For Parkinson's in general?
Oh, no, just in general. Just in okay. general.
I don't want to put any, like...
Restriction?
Yeah, restrictions on it, because I think everybody
could
get...
Try to find out
yeah,
what you can do. There's something that you can do.
There's something that you could do, okay. whether that is just... You know, we go out and we run in Dayton. Mm-hmm. You know, we run down to Memorial Hall. We run down to Riverscape. We run around the short block, but I'm like, you know, we can always modify anything. So if you can't go out and run, walk laps around the
around
ring.
The
I
ring.
Mean, there's always
so you
gotta something.
You got to be able to move your arms and legs, basically.
Well, I was going to suggest was, you know, if you're listening and you're in an area, not just here in Dayton, but if you're somewhere that has a Parkinson's class,
yes,
mm-hmm. and you want to take a family member to that. Do something at the gym while they're doing that.
Right. Absolutely.
Don't just sit there and watch. I mean, you're going to want to watch that a little bit. But
right.
Do something for yourself as well,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
so
I'm
somebody
sure
could
you...
come down, bring their Parkinson's family member, whoever,
yeah.
and let them do that while they can pay something to do a drop-in.
They can actually take
else,
the class
right?
with...
Oh, they can do it with them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely.
So yes. I would totally do that.
That would make the person feel much more comfortable, too.
Absolutely.
Well, I know what we're doing next Thursday.
I think your dad would pay $12 to watch you get
to watch me
in
get
face.
Beat up?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, if you go back a few years at school, you wouldn't have to pay for that.
That's right.
And it's not your sister this time.
It's not my sister. Nobody's beat me up. I can run a lot faster than I used to be able to. That's what the biking did for me.
Yeah.
So apparently this is Pick on Jerry episode of...
That's right. We're going to get him in the ring one way or another.
I can still climb a tree pretty quickly.
All right.
So yeah. I'm not doing bad for a half a century.
So then you got
plus.
Quick moves, cat-like moves?
With a whip in my hand,
cat-like
yeah, and a bicycle under me. Outside of that,
well,
I don't
what
know.
What about gloves on?
If by cat-like reflexes, you mean Garfield after a lasagna. No, that's me.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. I think that would be you, sweetie. I'm not sure if that's
wow.
it.
Those are my cat-like reflexes. Garfield
do you have
with
any,
a nap.
We're coming down to the end of our hour. Do you have any final thoughts here?
I was just curious, do you guys have any events coming up or like an open house or anything where people would like something special going on that you wanted to
We do have an event coming up this summer, August 17th. It's Ale Beast.
Ale Beast?
Ale Beast. So we have local breweries.
Okay.
Who are sponsoring fighters.
Boxing and beer.
Boxing and beer. So, yeah, this is our charity
this
event.
Isn't
this
like
is for.
Box around, drink a beer, box around.
No.
Okay, there's something fighters. Called the Tour de Donut, which makes no sense to me, where
oh,
you
yeah,
eat
no.
donuts and then keep
we
biking.
Do a 30 mile
and then you
bike
bike
ride.
Farther and eat more donuts.
I'm not
which
doing
sounds
that
like
one.
A recipe
no.
for getting sick. To
no.
Me,
good luck to you guys
they enjoy
up in Troy.
It.
I'm not going to do that
do
one.
The Tour de Donut.
That's Troy,
no,
Ohio,
tour
if you're looking
no.
at the Tour de Donut.
No, we've
tour
had people beer. Actually from the gym do that. So,
yeah,
yeah no.
Yeah. I don't
that makes no sense to me, but I'm weird.
No.
About that.
So it's not like okay. you go fight around and it's, then drink and go back in and thing. Get clobbered. No.
But it's okay. a charity fundraiser.
It is a charity fundraiser for Joseph's Legacy. It is a local animal shelter.
Excellent.
So the money will go to them to help them out. Yeah, we've got Warped Wing and the Crooked Handle and just all kinds of local breweries coming down with their excellent. Fighters.
So I'm going to have you send us all of this information.
I will.
And everything, I'd like a little bio on you, all that okay. sort of stuff. We're gonna post all that on our website.
Perfect. And as soon as your website is right back up, we'll share that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But we'll also send you those links so you can send them out on your social media.
Great.
So we'll have all
great.
That stuff. Yay. Do you have any questions for us before we call it a day here on
she
the...
She already had a question for you. When are you coming down? And
oh, what am I coming
down?
I'm still avoiding that question.
You
I'm
are, gonna, see?
I will bring my dad to the Parkinson's class.
There that would
go.
Be amazing.
I will certainly do that.
You guys
I
will think, have a great time.
I think he would really like
the
that.
The Parkinson's classes are Thursday nights?
Thursday nights, 3 p.m. For an hour, 3 to 4.
Nice.
It's $15 drop-in, so just come on down.
Excellent.
We have a great time. We laugh. We yell. We have characters. We have a good time. We have a great time.
Well, you'll get another character or two if you got us coming down. You know what? The Deer Boys. I would love to bring my brother, too. Boys. All three of us down here.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be entertaining.
Absolutely.
I don't think you're allowed to let your brother box. He has titanium in his head now.
He does have titanium.
Well, it's like nobody's getting hit. This is you know.
Well, if he's not getting hit, I'm not going to have him
if
come
the
then.
Two of them are in the room together, I don't know.
Well, you have to keep my eye on them
real
then.
Boxing
we do it with things like crowbars and truck tires and stuff like that.
Accidentally drug an engine on you?
Yikes.
No, it was a transmission.
Transmission, sorry.
Yeah, it was. I pinned him under the truck with the transmission.
Gosh, wow.
Well, he did forget to put the blocks behind and tried to roll a truck over you. That
is this the same one that
got you?
Electrocuted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he had a brain infection a few years ago.
He's just very interesting.
They had to go in and scoop it out with a melon baller. And he's not any funnier than he was before.
Exactly how it went down.
It sure looked like a melon baller.
This is how Jerry tells
melon
the story.
In hospitals?
It looked just like a melon baller.
I'm
not
kidding
you. No, they did it with a little scoop shovel, like a tiny little melon baller. They just go in and they take it all out at once.
You make me not want to eat.
They couldn't burn it because
if
they the problem was it was like a almost like a sack of infection, and if they punctured it in any way without taking it out at once, it would spread immediately.
Yeah. Oh,
and
wow.
By that time, this bacteria would have been all over him.
Oh, no.
So they
yeah.
went in and took it out, took a piece of the skull out. They go in and pull this thing out, and they drop it back in. Now, I'm making it like this, but it was really tiny. You know, it's, by comparison, it's really small.
33 microns.
It was calling.
Something.
Yeah, it was causing seizures and some other things like that.
It was
that was 4 years
ever.
Ago. He's a lot. He's
then
a lot.
Thank God they had melon ballers in hospitals.
You gotta have a tiny little melon baller.
Right.
If you don't have one, check your kitchen.
That's right.
It's great for brain surgery.
Right.
So if you a very strange grunge rock band.
If you see
next up, we have tiny little melon baller.
Right. Right.
Followed by
melon ball neurosurgeon.
Right. Ooh.
But if your kid is fascinated with the melon baller and doing things to a
they
you know
might
fruit
grow up to be a melon baller.
They could grow up to
a
be a neurosurgeon,
a
melon baller brain surgeon. Well, that's exhausted that now. So we're gonna move right along. So thank you, Shannon, for
you
being on
so
the show
welcome.
Today.
You're
it's gonna
so
be
welcome.
Fun. We're gonna get this all up and post it here very
shortly.
Check
our Facebook page for awesome pictures. We're gonna take some.
We'll take some more pictures
night
in here.
Photos
yes.
With the cool
come
lights
down.
On.
Take a class at Drake's. You guys, everybody will love it.
Yep, we're gonna love it.
I think you should charge people just to come in and soak up like the coolness.
The
of
coolness
the,
of it
the
all.
The sweat and the like the manly. It's very
you know
like,
I got
glitching.
I'm gonna challenge my cycling compatriots out there who go to the pretty gyms.
Oh, there we go.
Yikes,
where
yes.
you got the carpet.
Michael Martin, we're calling you out.
Oh, Michael's gonna hear this. If you go to the pretty gyms, come down here and dirty it up a little bit.
Yes,
because I think that is really. I love that there's welds showing on that equipment back there.
Oh yeah,
the
yeah.
The box channel has been broken and rewelded.
Yes,
somebody was rough on that stuff.
Yes,
that takes a lot of power to break.
That's right.
Yes, it does.
So come on down to Drake's. We're going to post all of your links and everything on our website and our Facebook
gritty,
page.
Gritty, that's the word.
Gritty.
Yeah,
gritty.
So
old school gritty.
We'll let you know when it's when this is all out there. You're listening to it now, but we'll let everybody know when it's out, and you'll be able to listen to all these details.
Perfect.
And we'll move on from there. So do you have anything else?
I was just going to say...
3, 2, 1... I don't know. Go ahead.
Get up and get out there.
Was that what you were going to say?
I was. I've never had a countdown do it before.
Today,
get up, get out there, and punch somebody in the face.
Punch somebody
no,
in the face.
Don't,
no, punch
don't
somebody
punch
in the face.
Go to Drake's
and punch
the bags. Come to Drake's and we'll teach you how to, we'll punch the bags.
Today's show has been produced and engineered by Julie Barth, sponsored by GLD Enterprises Communications and Drake's Downtown Gym.
Thank you, Shannon. We had so much fun.
We did.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Again, everybody, say your line again.
Get up and get out there.
We'll see y'all next time at the Old Nerd in the Gym. Thanks. This has been the Old Nerd in the Gym Fitness Podcast, a production of GLD Enterprises Communications. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved. Listen and subscribe on Buzzsprout, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. And be sure to follow Old Nerd in the Gym Fitness on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more great content.